I would like to take a moment to thank today's sponsor, BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then, you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/themisunderstood. That's betterhelp.com/themisunderstood.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Understanding the Misunderstood. It has been one full year since I posted my last episode, the interview with Frank Leonardis. I am just blown away with how fast the time has gone by. I genuinely feel like I posted that episode yesterday, but it's been one full year to the day. January 17th, 2023 is when that episode was posted, and it is now 2024, January 17th, 2024. So I cannot believe so much time has gone by since making episodes for you guys. Again, and as I said in previous episodes, this podcast is truly, truly my heart and soul. It is one of my most proud passions and most proud moments of creativity, and something that I've genuinely always wanted to do. And just because I'm in college now does not mean that this podcast is over with and that I won't be posting. It actually means quite the opposite. I'm super excited to continue posting now that I have a lot of new things to tell you guys about. And you know, being in college and now studying neuroscience and psychology, particularly applied psychology, I have so much information to share with you all from my classes, my professors, research I've done, and experiences that I've had here in college so far that I think will bring a new perspective to this podcast now with this new acquired information. So I'm super excited to be back with you guys. I've truly missed this podcast so much. I got out my mic again, and I just feel back in my element. If you hear a bell ringing in the back, that is my cat. I have an emotional support animal in my dorm, and he is currently all over the place. So, anyways, that is a completely separate topic. So, you guys, today I really just wanted to talk about what I've been up to the past year, what I've been working on, what I've been doing, experiences I've had that I want to bring to you guys, and just kind of have an open dialogue. So over the past year, particularly since end of March/April of last year, I got a very, very awesome opportunity placed right in front of me that I was super lucky to receive. I got a text from my dad that basically said that there's this company that is looking for new CEOs and people to run the website and to run the company, and that it's essentially a mental health support site. And obviously that absolutely intrigued me right off the bat, and was something that, of course, I wanted to get involved in and look into more. So upon doing some research on the website, supportgroups.com, I found that the previous owners of the company had made it into a social platform for people struggling with various issues that really affect all of us and affect our loved ones. And for them to reach out to people to receive support, and even for others to give support on this website. And I fell in love with the idea. I jumped on it right away and I was like, let's do it. So from there, we essentially, me and my dad, split the ownership of a business. He mentored me, being the businessman that he is. He mentored me and showed me all of the ropes of how to run a company, from doing emails to, you know, helping employees do work and monitoring user engagement and tracking the analytics of the website and building the website and having developers work on it and specifically code onto the site to make it such a special place. And so we launched a few months ago and we've been making tweaks since then. We essentially migrated all of the old posts and comments to a new platform and made it brand new. So supportgroups.com is truly, truly, truly such an amazing website for anyone who is in need of support, who wants to support someone else, and someone who just wants to make someone else feel seen and heard and loved. And that's truly the entire motivating factor for this entire website. So I'm super excited to kind of bring you guys into the support groups world and show you a little bit of what we do and what we're willing and wanting to accomplish this year. So supportgroups.com is a website. Immediately upon opening it in a browser, we have various groups that our users are able to click on. And I will kind of take you guys into the world of each of these groups. So we wanted to focus on life challenges that affect large amounts of people and even small amounts of people, but that just affect all of us. So our categories or our groups are mental health, addiction and recovery, physical health, relationships, LGBTQ+, and then we also have a blog where we post twice a week and talk about current events, self-care tips, and relevant check-ins to ensure our users feel seen, heard, and supported. So that being said, the mission of the company perfectly aligns with, obviously, the mission of this podcast and just my mission as a person. I really truly believe in helping others feel like they matter, because sometimes, unfortunately, there are times when we feel like we don't, and we don't feel seen, we don't feel heard, we don't feel loved, we don't feel supported or respected. And some people just want visibility, and that really is just what it comes down to. So this site really is just to show that people care and you're enough to, you know, be in this world and to have a purpose and to be happy, and that your struggles aren't something that, you know, define everything that you are. So within this category, within our categories of our groups, we have over 220 different subgroups that basically cover anything from anxiety and panic disorder to substance abuse to chronic pain and illness, to romantic relationships, to coming out and acceptance within each of these groups. And with that, we're able to actually build a platform where people can talk about various topics that seem unheard and seem invisible to others. So essentially, this business is something that is so special to those who don't know how to navigate hardship, who need support, who need a helping hand and advice. And it really just is a community of people helping other people. And something about this website is that it truly brings together people, and you can see it in each post, in each group, just people hearting and commenting on other people's posts that, hey, like, this situation's really difficult, but it's going to be okay, and I see you. And even something as simple as that makes such a large difference. And I know that with this podcast that I've been working on for so long, it's something that really connects to this mission. So on the site as well, there's the ability to click a support someone button that essentially takes the user to a page of posts that are not commented on or have not been commented on yet. And what this does is it allows for users to support someone, as the button says, to comment on someone's post, to heart it, to reach out to them via the private chat, and just to make someone's day, to make someone feel seen, to make someone feel heard. And it's so special. It really, really, really is. And I'm so happy to be part of something that is so remarkably special and influential to our world of struggle and our world of, you know, pain. And to bring some light to that is something that I'm so lucky to be a part of. So within the website, there are countless functions to, as I said, private chat users, to go into any of our groups, to comment, to post, to like, to follow other users on the site, to track certain groups or watch certain groups so that you always know when someone posts in them, someone replies to you. And we have emails go out so that our users are able to see the activity on their own posts. And it really just is something that's so awesome. I think that so many people are going to need this and do need this as it is now. So with that being said, I am just super, super proud of this project. I'm super grateful that I was able to have this opportunity and to work on something so important and to help people, because as you guys know, that's always, always, always been my goal. So I'm smiling because I'm very proud and I'm very excited to see where this goes. So on the topic of where support groups will be going in the future, I have so many exciting ideas and plans for how to make this website even more user-friendly, even more supportive, and to get people the appropriate resources that they need to deal with struggle and to face adversity. And I want to just kind of bring you guys into that a little bit as a bit of a sneak peek. So as the site is right now, our users are able to watch and monitor groups, get notifications, and talk to other users, comment, like, post, private chat other users, and really just explore what our site has to offer. However, in the very, very current future, we are hoping that we can actually get professional therapists and trained clinical workers and psychologists on the site so that we can actually facilitate both group therapy, one-on-one therapy, and even text therapy through our chat function. Having all three of these abilities is going to be so, so game-changing for this website and for the people that it's going to reach and the people it's going to help. I can't emphasize enough how important these mental health resources are, especially for people who might not be able to get the opportunities that they desperately need due to financial complications or, you know, location, pricing, things like that. And to have something online and so easily accessible is going to be so incredible for those people and will give them the opportunity to really just show resilience and learn and strengthen themselves and love themselves and take care of them. And that's something that we are working on currently. So exciting. It is really, truly so exciting to see where this will go and acknowledge the lives that we can change. So I just wanted to say that this project is so important and I'm very excited to see where it goes. I hope that with each person who even looks at the site, you're able to find some place where you feel like you belong, some group that speaks to you, and just find a sense of community on this site. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I'm so excited to start posting more regularly. I have missed this podcast and I've missed this audience. You guys are truly amazing. And I'm just very, very excited to be back. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you in the next one.